Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much for joining us in another edition of WFYT. This is Robert James, your host for today, and we've got a special guest that's going to be joining us today going over the legitimacy of medical marijuana. Very interesting subject, and of course has taken pretty much has taken the forefront as far as a lot of newscasts and news broadcasts and a lot of arguments both pro and con regarding the legalization of marijuana. But today, the gentleman we're going to be talking to, his name is JB, out of California. He actually runs the greenhouse, and his website is www.greenhouseherbs.com. That's www.greenhouseherbs.com. And if you get to that site, you'll be able to see all the great information that they have there for you, pretty much explaining the legitimacy and why many people, more now than ever, do need an alternative. And ironically, the alternative is marijuana. But keep in mind, this is not the marijuana that's for leisure or whatever. This is for people who actually are suffering with major illnesses, anywhere from AIDS, cancer, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, chronic pain, and other serious illnesses. And this medical marijuana actually seems to be helping them out quite a bit. Basically, JP's goals are to both offer compassion and legal integrity. In other words, if someone were sick, if they're not feeling well, and so many people right now, unfortunately, throughout the United States and the world, that are suffering from all kinds of different illnesses. As an example, if you had a cancer patient of someone you loved and you're close to, and all of a sudden the police raided your house in the middle of the night because you had marijuana in the house, and they're carting out your loved one who's on IV or just had chemo that day, how would you feel about that? That has happened, and this gentleman on the phone that we're going to be talking to today, that's pretty much what he's going to be talking about, why it's so important for people to understand that the greenhouse is organized to provide and protect safe and affordable access to medical cannabis for patients and their primary caregivers who are legally qualified under California's Health and Safety Code 11362.5. That's Proposition 215 and SB 420. And basically, what they do is they provide a wide variety of medication, including dried herbs, edibles, extracts, and concentrates. The greenhouse is actually located in, it's on 5156, I'm going to spell this for you, Sepulveda Boulevard, Sepulveda Boulevard. If you wanted to Google that or MapQuest it, so you can find the location. They're at 5156 Sepulveda Boulevard, and that's in Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. You can also call them directly at 818-386-1343. That's 818-386-1343. Their hours are they open there pretty much every day. I'm not sure about the weekends per se, but I know they're open 11 o'clock during the weekdays. Gentlemen, we're going to be talking to today. JB is actually originally from Ohio. He actually attended Ohio State University, a college graduate from there. And he's basically his background is mostly in sales and in the mortgage industry. But until 2006, his heart led him more to focusing on a matter he felt passionate about, and that's basically why he's always wanted to help and pretty much educate the public on the effects of marijuana. He basically didn't like obtaining it, having people obtain it off the streets. He wanted to give it more legitimacy, and also, meeting people with similar interests and backgrounds and medical problems that marijuana takes care of was something that really intrigued him. So let me see if we've had our special guest on the phone today. If we could bring him on the line. It should be a pretty exciting call today. Okay, I don't see he's joining us just yet. Hopefully, he will be on here soon. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. I'll give you the website to go to. You go to www.greenhouseherbs.com. That's green, of course, color green, G-R-E-E-N, house, H-O-U-S-E, herbs, H-E-R-B-S.com. It's www.greenhouseherbs.com. You'll see the site's very nice site, very informative. Let me give you the mission statement once again while we wait for our guest. JB should be joining us shortly. His mission basically is to provide safe access to a large variety of herbs, edibles, and concentrates to qualified medical cannabis patients at affordable prices. He is located in Sherman Oaks at 5156 Sepulveda Boulevard. He's just south of Magnolia in the Oaks Liquor Mart on the second floor. At this time, there is not any handicap accessibility, but they do have plenty of free parking. The hours are Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m., Saturday from 11 until 6 p.m., and they are closed on Sundays. And once again, here's a phone number. Phone number is 818-386-1343. That's 818-386-1343. Okay, I'm still seeing that our guest has not yet arrived. Hopefully we'll be able to have them join us today and talk about this very important issue. Let me tell you a little bit more about the greenhouse. Greenhouse is organized to provide and protect safe and affordable access to medical cannabis for patients and their primary caregivers who are legally qualified on the California Health and Safety Code 11362.5 and SB 420. They provide a wide variety of medication, including dried herbs, edibles, extracts, and concentrates. The greenhouse recognizes the benefit that patients receive from using medical cannabis and strives to provide safe access to those suffering from AIDS, cancer, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, chronic pain, and other serious conditions. The greenhouse is dedicated to providing a safe environment to operate a dispensary that is a model of compassion and legal integrity. The greenhouse operates in strict compliance with the letter and the spirit of California's medical cannabis laws. They have a friendly and knowledgeable staff. They have easy access and free parking. Once again, there is no handicap accessibility to the building, but do offer free parking. So, of course, I would suggest giving them a call first to see if maybe someone else can pick information or pick up your supplies for you when needed. Let's see. Once again, let's check to see if our caller has arrived. No one yet. Okay, let's see. Now, I have myself personally, I have a little bit. My name is, once again, is Robert James. I'm out of here, out of Detroit, Michigan area, and I have a little bit of experience myself. I have not tried medical marijuana, but about a year ago, I was involved with a project here locally. Actually, people had come out of Minnesota, came out of California, and they established themselves here for about a year or so to see if they can get the medical marijuana issue on the ballot in order to legalize medical marijuana. And as I knocked on doors, you had some people that, of course, were, you know, dead set against. They thought right away I was trying to do something illegal or do something, I was doing something wrong, or, you know, they want to make up their portion. That's the prerogative, and you know, those ones that weren't not properly educated. And that's generally what JB is wanting to do in order to get the word out there how great and how much it really is needed. See, what has happened previously in other states is that some people have taken advantage. Not many, just a small handful have taken advantage. That's why a lot of people are, like, maybe against it. But I will tell you, first and foremost, I have seen cancer victims. I've seen people dying and die of slow, excruciating deaths. And I will tell you, if there was something that could have given them, of course, aspirins, and any major drugs that they were giving them wasn't helping to relieve the pain. And the reading I've done and have seen some information, I have actually seen that to where that actually has helped patients that actually went through something as detrimental as that. So I will vouch for the fact that medical marijuana, in my eyes anyway, this is only my opinion and not a fact or anything like that. My opinion definitely is something that a lot of people should take a closer look at and to understand it's not being put out there or being distributed for bad things. It's actually helping people in more ways than you may realize. JB's basically stated that he's always been attracted to the effects of marijuana. He didn't like obtaining it off the streets. What he has done is added some legitimacy to the medical marijuana field. Also, meeting people with similar interests and backgrounds and medical problems that marijuana takes care of. So it's pretty much something that he decided to do. He had a passion himself to go out there to California and to open up a shop and establish the greenhouse and offer it to people to where they actually can get help. Now here's an example of how to apply. And let me see. It's got right here. It says the greenhouse operates at a not-for-profit collective. Once you're a member, you may obtain medical cannabis from us as well as provide it to us. You actually can become a part of a collective by bringing in your original doctor's recommendation and your California state ID during regular business hours. Or you also can call at 818-386-1343. Once again, the number is 818-386-1343. And they will be able to pre-verify you. You must definitely bring in your original recommendation from the first time you visit. After that, you may use a copy along with your California ID. So once again, in order to apply for the service and to be associated with the greenhouse, if you need any help at all, they want you to know that they do operate as a not-for-profit collective. And once you are a member, you may definitely obtain medical cannabis from them, as well as provide it to the store. You can become a part of a collective by bringing in your original doctor's recommendation and your California state ID during regular business hours, or you may call 818-386-1343. That's 818-386-1343, and they'll be able to pre-verify you. Definitely bring in your original recommendation the first time you visit, and after that you can just bring a copy along with your California ID, and this way you can keep your original in safekeeping someplace else. Let's see, okay. Now let me see, continue on. Everybody out there who's listening right now, we're still waiting for JB to join us and go over and interview him, so I know this particular call, unless he was actually here, he stated that didn't want to take any calls per se today. But that doesn't mean we don't want you to stick on here and continue to listen. We want anybody who needs this kind of help or wants to be able to spread the word. I would highly advise you give them his website at www.greenhouseherbs.com. Once again, it's www.greenhouseherbs.com. You can go there and read the information that they've got there for you. It'll pretty much give you an idea of what actually is available to you. Now, I'm going to list some of the medicines that they do have available at the greenhouse. They've got one called, it's organic, but it's called Trainwreck. And I'm sure that sounds like somebody's going to go out and get crazy, but honestly, it's something that obviously they have in there. It's put there on a serious basis as far as help many with different illnesses. They've got Keef, that's K-I-E-F. Let's see, they've got, let's see, this is the shelf. Okay, I see. They've got a lot of different things on their shelf as far as different varieties of different ingredients. Fire of Og Kush, and that's pretty much says it's as good as it gets. You have Chem Dog, which is a great sativa. It's the sativa portion of all the Og Kush strains. Super Green Sea, that's pure sativa. Purple Kush, which is strong indica. You've got another shelf up there. You've got a lot of stuff. It's a really nice location. Really, now, I can see, and I've heard this before too, as far as in California, when you go to one of these locations, like the greenhouse, you feel at home. You feel at peace. And they really take care of you. So when you walk in there, it's like you're in complete peace and tranquility. So it's probably something that, medical marijuana and the cannabis that's available in the store and stores throughout California are definitely something that is probably something you're going to feel relaxed in the first place by walking in there, sure, but just the atmosphere and the clientele and his staff are really helpful as well. Let's see, next he's got some hash pills. Sativas come 3 to a pack, indicas are 2 to a pack, and super indicas are 1 pill to a pack. It's got purple Kush hash. That's a real strong indica. I might be saying the word wrong. It might be indica, but I'm pretty sure it's indica. Let's see. Okay. Let me move right along here. Let's see what information I can give to the listening audience today. What I was going to state once again is that this entire call is focused on giving the legitimacy to the medical marijuana movement throughout the United States, if not the world. But right now, of course, it is legal in California. Other states, it's not legal. Michigan is one of them. Right now, I reside in Detroit, Michigan myself. And last year, I was involved in a small project that assist helping get signatures to help legalize medical marijuana, seeing the need for it and seeing the passion that the people here, who actually had come from California and from Minnesota, I recall, how they were very passionate about getting this thing on the ballot to help out loved ones, help out so many people who were not being helped out by traditional medication. Of course, as you all know, there are also other alternative methods as well. Medical marijuana isn't the only one. There are other ones as well, so I highly advise you to definitely check with your doctor when thinking about either changing or adding something to your diet or your regimen. I would highly advise that. There are naturopathic doctors out there that can help you as well, but I would highly advise even with that medicine as well, definitely talk to your physician, talk to your loved ones, you know, make the right choice. Do your due diligence. Go online and check it out. I would definitely give, looking at the site and knowing what I know about medical marijuana, I'm only speaking that from experience. I'm just giving my opinion only, and I probably wouldn't be doing that today. Let's see if our guest had arrived, but at this point right now he hasn't shown up. Hopefully he still will make the call today and give us at least a 5 or 10 minute rundown of his passion about this great cause. But I want to recommend anybody who is in the California area to definitely get over there. It's real simple. If you want to do a MapQuest or something, 5156. Hopefully I'm pronouncing this right. Sepulveda Boulevard. That's S as in Sam, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, U as in Universe, L as in Larry, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, D as in Day, A as in America, Boulevard. 5156. That's 5156 Sepulveda Boulevard. That's in Sherman Oaks, California. Zip code there is 91403. That's Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. You can also call them directly at 818-386-1343. That's 818-386-1343. You can email them as well at greenhouseherbs@gmail.com. Just the same exact name as the website. It's greenhouseherbs@gmail.com. The hours of operation are 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and they're closed on Sundays. Their location, they're basically just south of Magnolia, above the liquor store, on the second floor. There is free parking, but of course they're not handicapped. If you're in a wheelchair, so maybe it's very difficult to get into their store, but I highly recommend you bring a friend along with you or something like that, or have them pick up your merchandise for you. Let's see, a few other, let me just double check, make sure it's for our host to join us. Okay. Our guest to join us. I don't see that. Once again, this is Robert James with WFYT, and our subject today is medical marijuana and creating the legitimacy for it. It is a legitimate operation in California there. There are probably many stores throughout California. If you're anywhere in the world outside of California, you can definitely go directly to the website and just look up the different information that they have available. Tells you a little bit more about the cause. They've even got medicated popcorn, buttered and salted, and it's very strong. So that's kind of unique. It even got the caramel corn as well, which is strong and sweet. Let's see, what do they have? Honey bud, a bud infused with honey oil. States here it's maybe their strongest medicine. So keep that in mind, honey bud. Honeysuckle Kush, a wonderful frosty hybrid with a taste like honey, just like the name says. Let's see. Once again, let me double check my switchboard here. And I did put a call in earlier to see if we can get JB in line. Obviously, he must be pretty busy. I do apologize for him not being able to make it with us today. I really would like to talk to him. It sounds like such a an awesome task. He actually is from the Midwest himself. He graduated from Ohio State University and was in sales in the mortgage industry. And a few years ago, he decided to head west and follow his passion, follow his heart, to help out those who are in need of the medical marijuana. He says, "I've always been attracted to the effects of marijuana. Didn't like obtaining it off the streets," which makes sense. He says, "We have added some legitimacy to the medical marijuana field. Also, meeting people with similar interests and backgrounds and medical problems that marijuana takes care of." Like yourselves out there, and including myself, I have witnessed and I've seen people who are victims of cancer, victims of glaucoma. This medical marijuana movement and hearing testimonials from other people that I've spoken to or read about, glaucoma, really, it relieved their glaucoma. If anything, it slowed it down. AIDS patients, it has even helped. Now, we can't go on air here and say that it cures everything. That's not, we can't legally say that. But if anybody who is suffering with any of these illnesses and you're listening today, something you definitely want to take a closer look at. Do your due diligence. There's lots of natural ways to get yourself better if you're going through the conventional way. Conventional way works for some people too. A lot of doctors out there have figured out a way to help out those if they're in dire need and they're near death, whatever. They have helped out certain individuals to keep them going. But keep in mind, you have to continue to build your immune system, and you have to continue to get yourself healthy and bring yourself up. So that the one way to do that is obviously through better health, putting in your body what your body needs, not necessarily killing both the good and bad cells, but basically as the bad cells are killed through any kind of medical treatment per se, now it's time to actually rebuild. But like I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not naturopathic. I'm basically just a host on the show here today. Our guest, JB, at this point, we're still waiting for him to show. But we want you to just basically go over some information while we're on the air, so anybody listening out there, as they hear the show, even in coming months, because this show will be put out there on the web, and many more others will be able to hear it on a 24/7 basis. So I highly recommend you definitely checking out the website, and you can go there right now at www.greenhouseherbs.com. That's greenhouseherbs.com. You can call. If you're local, if you're you know, anywhere in the world, that'd probably be your best bet, is just to go ahead and check out the website. You can also email them, same name as the website. It's greenhouseherbs@gmail.com. It's green as in green, green as grass, house as in your house, and herbs, H-E-R-B-S. That's greenhouseherbs@gmail.com. They are located at 5156 Sepulveda Boulevard. And if you wanted to either Google or MapQuest that, you want to spell Sepulveda as Sepulveda Boulevard. That's 5156 Sepulveda Boulevard, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. The phone number there to reach them is 818-386-1343. That's 818-386-1343. Their hours of operation are 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and they're closed on Sundays. They do have free parking, and their location, if you're in the area in Sherman Oaks, is south of Magnolia. Pardon me, I can't talk today. South of Magnolia, above the liquor store. If you join us just now, this is Robert James, and I'm with WFYT. I have basically going over some information. One of our guests who unfortunately couldn't make it with us today, but I basically wanted to at least give him the airtime to at least promote what he's doing over there in California, and it's regarding medical marijuana. Medical marijuana is not a leisure drug per se. It's not something people take it for just to go get high, let's say. As an example, it was most people would interpret that. It's basically for someone who actually has to go to a doctor, actually has to get a legitimate prescription for it. Right now, where I reside in the state of Michigan, is not legal. It is on the ballot. It will be voted on in a couple of weeks during the major election. And what I see is it most likely will pass. More and more people, unfortunately, are coming down with all kinds of different terrible illnesses, whether it be with glaucoma, AIDS, cancer, bad, back, arthritis, whatever. Stuff that really most drugs are not helping out. A lot of folks, at least in California, have gotten on the medical marijuana program and have done quite well. Even if they're terminal, it has actually eased their pain, made them comfortable in the remaining days of their life while here on Earth. Now, the medical marijuana movement has been something that's been going on for quite a few years. Some states have it legal. Some, of course, a lot of states do not have it where it's legal. I believe it's 12 states right now or something like that nature that is legal, maybe less than that. But I know that as time goes on, there probably will be more that it does become legal. Once again, if you just join us, you want to go to www.greenhouseherbs.com. JB, the owner, would love for you to contact him, email him, visit his site, whatever. If you want to apply, if you need to apply, it's real simple to do that. The Greenhouse operates as a not-for-profit collective. Once you are a member, you may obtain medical cannabis from them as well as provide it to them. You can become part of their collective by bringing in your original doctor's recommendation and your California state ID during their regular business hours, or you may call them at 818-386-1343. That's 818-386-1343, and they'll be able to pre-verify you. You must also bring in your original recommendation the first time you visit. After that, you can just use a copy with your California ID just to verify who you are. We're getting down to the bottom of the hour here on the close of our show. I still checked my switchboard, and I do apologize for anybody, and I see a few callers that wanted to call in today and then speak directly to our guest. But unfortunately, I really couldn't take your call only because he directly wanted to speak to me today, go over it, and then maybe take calls. If he was here, I probably would still talk. I'm going to take some calls, but at this point, I apologize for those of you who are on hold. I do appreciate you guys tuning in today, though, for sure. And feel free to tune in any of our programs. We always want to bring up something new and exciting and get the word out there about these different issues. But basically today we're talking about the legitimacy to the medical marijuana field. The gentleman who sponsored the call today, JB, he's always been attracted to the effects of marijuana. Of course, he didn't like obtaining it off the street. And most people who are sick and need this remedy to help them, the last thing they want to have happen is have the law or somebody bust down their door because they have illegal marijuana. But if they legalize this, these people can get it in a legal sense and not to look over their shoulder every time as they're taking this supplement or this remedy to actually help them out with their illness. I'm going to go ahead and give you some more information as we get ready to close out the show in about a minute or so. Let's see. The mission basically is to provide safe access to a large variety of herbs, edibles, and concentrates to qualified medical cannabis patients at affordable prices. The greenhouse is located at Sherman Oaks at 5156 Sepulveda Boulevard, just south of Magnolia in the Oaks Liquor Mart on the second floor. It says at this time that they're not handicap accessible, but have plenty of free parking. The hours are from Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m., closed on Sundays. Feel free to call them at 818-386-1343. That's 818-386-1343. And we have about 15 seconds left in our show. Thank you so much for everybody for joining us today. I do appreciate your time and your effort, and we hope you all remain healthy. Thank you very much for joining us on the medical marijuana issue. This is Robert J. signing off.